This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There is a report of another slaughter of innocent civilians in Syria, in western Idlib province. A Syrian war monitor says 13 people, including 7 children and 3 women, were killed in what it called a horrific massacre. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights charges the attack was conducted by Bashar al-Assad's warplanes and helicopters. Syria has been devastated by civil war since 2011, and Idlib province has repeatedly been the scene of heavy civilian bloodshed. Here in the United States, it has been no doubt a nervous night for people in Southern California after 2 major earthquakes jolted much of the state. Measured at 6.4 on Thursday and 7.1 on Friday, the 2 shocks were the area's largest in at least 20 years. The first one was centered in the Mojave Desert, the second not far away in the town of Ridgecrest on the edge of Death Valley, about 200 kilometers northeast of Los Angeles. Several thousand homes were without power. There were fires and reports of cracked buildings and gas line breaks. Daybreak could bring with it additional signs of damage. So far, only minor injuries reported. California Governor Gavin Newsom has put his state's Office of Emergency Services on its highest alert level. Aftershocks are widely expected. Caltech seismologist Lucy Jones.
There's no reason to think that we can't have more large earthquakes. The largest aftershock on average to a 7.1 would be about a magnitude 6. So another magnitude 6 similar to yesterday's earthquake in size would be not surprising to anybody.
African officials are in Niger's capital, Niamey, this weekend for an African Union summit. 50 heads of state and foreign ministers are expected to take part in Sunday's meeting on the African Continental Free Trade Area. By integrating economies and reducing trade barriers, the pact is aimed at increasing employment opportunities, living standards, and opportunities for the continent's 1.2 billion people. This is VOA News. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro